If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
Two out of the three hosts of the show are here today. High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network.
Yep.
At HS Radio Show on Twitter. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. There's a High Society Radio subreddit. Like I said, as we started the show, though this probably still counts as the start of the show, our third compadre, Bronx Johnny, isn't here.
He hung himself.
He didn't hang himself. Don't tell people that he killed himself.
He was so... He knew we could never reach the pinnacle that we did with truffle whiskey last week.
Well, for those who didn't listen, last week we brewed our own liquor and it was awesome. And it's whiskey infused with truffles and it's going to make us millions of dollars.
I'd say trillions.
Just you wait!
Trillions of dollars, probably.
You'll all see. All of yous. So he's not here. It's just me and Chris. It's Chris and Chris. It's BK Chris and Chris Stanley. Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley. Our website's also highsocietyradio.co. You can pick up a t-shirt if you'd like. T-shirts are great for November weather. They're great for Thanksgiving gifts.
I mean, you need to be thankful for being able to listen to this at work and not actually have to pay attention to your boss.
Oh, hell yeah. You just have your headphones in, listen to this. Treat yourself.
I mean, I listen to things at work.
Now, in addition to all... Oh, also on our Instagram account is High Society Radio on Instagram.
Yeah, it is.
Or as the kids call it, the Gram. I've never heard any kids call that. I've just heard people over 30 call it that, ironically.
I've heard people call it IG.
How old were they? The people who said IG.
Mid-20s.
You're hanging out with some youngsters, bro.
Occasionally.
Some young guns, some young bucks.
I gotta impart my wisdom on them.
What wisdom?
Don't do stupid things like call Instagram IG. Call it the Gram. But I say it ironically.
Okay. Say you're that's it. We're the same age. You're over 30.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're old.
Wrong
huh?
side of 30, huh, bro? Wrong side of 30. It's all downhill now.
It's all downhill from here, bro.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm sure people who are 40 and over listening to this just think we're assholes.
I'm sure that they heard people saying that to them when they turned 30. It's one of the more obnoxious things you have to hear when you turn 30. When you turn 31, it's even worse.
Yeah. In addition to all of our social media, there's also a Patreon account where you can donate money to the show. The show, the money goes all into the show or Chris's, I'm guessing, restaurant tabs.
Well, I mean, I needed to eat that truffle-infused chicken. because it was research for the whiskey that Bullshit. You wanted me
You're
to
lying.
Make.
You're lying. You're lying to me. You knew what it tasted like. All right. So, and when are Johnny, and I going to get the, no one's going to make any money because it's all being put back into the show. Because look, this
is
what,
I'm waiting till there's enough money in the account to get you and Johnny USB mics for your houses. So if we ever can't get to a central location, we can do a show via Skype.
Crazy.
Yeah, this way we don't have to. This way we can hit that 300 episodes thing in a row.
I didn't know you were the money manager of the show.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm taking. Well, I can't let Johnny is not the best, wisest spender, and you have certain proclivities, which probably mean you shouldn't be in charge of.
Like
money.
What? Like what proclivities?
I'll change the word proclivities to addictions.
Oh, okay.
And then change the word some to many.
Look. I figured, you know, I couldn't lose on this NFL weekend. That's all. That's how I'm going to explain as to why all the money's gone.
Yeah. That's why you don't have the password to the Patreon account.
That blows. Okay, so you could donate to the Patreon account, which will give money to the show. I mean, there's no ads. We're on the More Like Radio Network, but, you know, there are no ads on High Society Radio. And we're going to try it makes the show better. Now, Chris, since last episode, have there been new Patreon patrons?
There's been four.
Wow. Four more lucky big winners?
Big winners.
Okay, what are their names?
Lee Brown.
Lee Brown, you're the man.
John Yarotsky.
John Yarotsky. Johnny U, that's what I had to call him.
Cousin Dave.
You know what? I have a cousin named Dave.
No, you don't. And Seamus the Crab. He talks like people, but walks like crab.
Really? Is that what his thing says?
Seamus the Crab.
Crab people, the best villains in South Park history. Have you been watching South Park? Oh, again, thank you to all the Patreon patrons. We appreciate and love you.
And yeah, we're going to try to figure out some rewards for the $1, $5, and $10.
Yeah, we're going to make some cool rewards
in
for
the
people.
In the next month or so.
Because people are actually responding to this thing that we put up, and we really appreciate it. So we like that, you know, people are listening and, you know, donating. So we want to give back to you, the listener. And, you know, any updates, any of that good stuff, you can follow us on Twitter at HS Radio Show. At HS Radio Show. Chris, you been watching South Park this season?
I have been watching South Park this season. I've been very much enjoying it.
Have you noticed the big difference in the entire series?
What do you mean?
There's continuity now.
Yeah,
what happens in the previous episode now affects the next episode.
Yeah, but they won't necessarily keep doing that next year. Like, remember, like, for a while, Kenny stayed dead.
No, I know, but they've never, like...
And apparently he's dead again.
So anything that, people are very well aware of South Park, and it used to be like, you know, Kenny would get killed and then be alive the next day, or the town would be destroyed, but then the next episode, everything would be back to the same. What's interesting about this season was, season 18?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing callbacks to previous episodes. Everything that's happened so far is still affecting the next episode. It's great. I've been delighted with how it's been going down.
Yeah.
It's been an hysterical season, especially the gluten episode.
I enjoyed that.
With dicks flying off.
Yeah.
And then the next episode.
No, the Redskins one was pretty good, too.
Redskins one was hysterical as well. That was the first episode of the season.
And I've been toiling on the internet, getting myself angry, so this transgender one really
that
made me laugh.
Oh, the Lord episode?
Yeah.
Oh, hysterical. The show just, those guys are just so brilliant, and they're so goddamn good. I guess I want to party with them if they party? I'm not sure. I know that Trey, I heard right somewhere once that Trey was like addicted to DayQuil for a while.
DayQuil?
Yeah. Well, these guys don't sleep, you know, they're just constantly working. There's not all they do is work.
But I thought, I mean, they're only making 10 episodes of South Park this season. Book of Mormon's already written. What are they doing?
I think they were working on the video game, which I bought and played through and was actually very funny. The South Park video game, I guess, with a stick of truth. And I know that took forever for them to make. That was a long video game. So, yeah, I'm happy about this new South Park season. Because I think a lot of people... like The Simpsons, will tend to shit on South Park, and they'll jump the gun on saying, oh, South Park blows, it's not funny anymore.
Who does that? I know people
that will do that. It's like, the show hasn't been funny in years. When really, yes, there's unfunny episodes and there's episodes that miss the mark. But I think for a TV show that's been on for 18 years, it's gotten better, which you can't say about anything else almost.
I don't know if it's necessarily gotten better. I mean, there were some seasons that were phenomenal that are standouts, I'd say.
And there are weaker seasons.
Yeah.
But 18 seasons in, there's still a few episodes in the season that say, wow, this is really smart. It's really funny. This is great.
I still look forward to it. Like, I stopped looking forward to The Simpsons probably around season 12.
Sure.
That's probably even before that.
13, 14 years ago?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I'll occasionally watch the new Simpsons because they're on, like, Hulu, and, like, if I need something to go to sleep, I'll put it on. But, I mean, I don't really give a shit about that. I still get pretty excited when I find out there's new South, and I haven't watched new Family Guys in, like, 5 or 6 years. But I do think there is something where people are looking to say a show isn't funny anymore at this point. Like, it's almost like...
Yeah, people love saying, oh, it's dead. Take it off the air. Cancel it. And then they'll miss it for a while. I'm like, that show should come back on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime or whatever the hell's going on. Did you see that over the past week since our last episode, HBO now has its own app? Or it announces it's going to have an app?
They're actually going to sell just HBO Go.
And CBS is now going to have their own app?
CBS already has one, right?
No, this one is going to be, it'll have live TV too. It'll be like $5 or $6 a month, and you get all CBS programming on demand and live.
Who the fuck is going to pay for that? What does CBS have that people want to watch?
I think CBS is the most watched channel. I think that has Big Bang Theory or whatever.
It's like old people network. Like, it's all those, it's like old school television. It's like procedurals and three camera sitcoms. Who really is watching that still?
A lot of people.
Who's watching that on the internet?
I think everyone has a tablet now. I think even older people have like an iPad or whatever, you know? And so they're in bed waiting to die, and they're watching their CBS sitcoms on their CBS app.
Mm. I guess they're also getting Colbert.
You will get Colbert in 2015.
That might be bringing them a younger demographic.
It's weird. Colbert took the night off, like a night or two off this past week. He's only got like, what, 50 episodes left or something, if that? Find it very weird that he's still taking episodes off when he's about to be off the air.
What does he care? He's still getting paid. I'm sure he's got the sick days stacked up. I would take all of them off. I'd blow off the final episode.
No. For a show like Colbert's, where like he's built this ridiculous, like hardcore fan base, you can't do that.
Yeah, I know it's like an outdated topic now, but I got really mad. Like, you see, like the political correct people got very mad that another white guy in late night or whatever when Colbert got that, but he was already in that time slot and has a massive audience. He was the perfect choice.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There's nothing else for him to do with the Colbert Report.
I mean, except continue the Colbert Report. I mean, the character's still hysterical. That's the weirdest thing in the world is Colbert not being Stephen Colbert and not, you know, the right-wing maniac that is, you know, the Colbert Report.
Yeah, I report. Yeah, I'm sure he's still going to be funny, though. He's put out funny things. I thought...
He's a very funny man. He's very smart.
He was one of the funniest things. His character on Strangers with Candy was... hysterical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people even remember Strangers with Candy.
If anybody who doesn't remember that or didn't watch it while it was on, it's all over. You can get every episode on the internet for free. Like, just take a look. Like, it's on Netflix, it's on Hulu, it's on all that stuff.
Yeah, it was Amy Sedaris's show, and Colbert was the art teacher in high school?
No, I think he was the history teacher.
Okay.
But he was fucking the male art teacher.
Sure.
Mr. Jellyneck.
Sexy.
Yeah.
And who was the principal, Mr. Blackman or something?
Onyx Blackman.
It's a great character name.
Yeah. But, the Colbert thing, I think that's a show, I think. I still watch it, not as often as I used to, because...
I watch it just as much as I watch The Daily Show. I probably look forward more to The Colbert than Daily Show. Just because the Colbert character is so ridiculous, and it's just a lot really funny stuff, and he also is constantly drinking on the show, which I always enjoy. He's always cracking open a Bud Light Lime.
You're always kind of wishing that was, you know, you? You had a job...
Like, crack it open, Colbert! Come on!
You had a job where you could drink during a show?
Yeah. I would love it. But that's the weird thing. Colbert going... I don't know if it'll be seamless, because the hardcore Colbert fans are going to be weirded out probably at first.
I think not going to be the same show, obviously. He's not going to have the same kind of guests. He's not going to be able to do the same kind of segments. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of segments I'm going to miss.
I think a lot of people are going to follow him, and I think a lot of people for the first few months are going to tune out of Jimmy Fallon.
That's always how it is. Maybe not even the first few months, maybe just the first week.
It could be, but I think it's a smart move because Jimmy Fallon appeals to a very young audience, but
sexy.
I think maybe it's the same audience, you know, him and Colbert. I feel like you could watch the Colbert Report 4 times a day, so maybe the same people who would be watching The Tonight Show are, you know, also watching Colbert the next day or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a weird one. It's definitely going to be interesting. I'll definitely be watching.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm not. I like Stephen Colbert too much. He just released some podcast on like everything he does as the Colbert character. Everything he does, he said like the course of his workday. I think the name of the podcast is like Slate's What Do You Do? And the premise of the thing is the guy comes in, asks, what do you do? And then the person says it, and Colbert was on it. And it's wild, just all day, just meetings and writers meetings and rewrites and just him just constantly just reading every piece of news possible. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Just to hear him talk, you know, out of character, just talking to Stephen Colbert, not the character.
Talk about the process that makes him...
The process of that is Colbert.
Yeah.
I have an etiquette question that just popped up right before we started recording.
An etiquette question?
An etiquette question.
Is that... that's the felony that helps make your next felony much worse.
No,
in sentencing.
No. All right. Look, let's not be scumbags for once.
I thought that was the point of the show.
And not just think that everything pertains to criminality.
Okay.
All right. So, a friend of ours said to me, "Hey, it's going to be my birthday. Book a date. I want to go to this restaurant." So I was like, all right, no doubt. I'll book a table. But it's a very popular restaurant. Book the table. It's for 4 people. And now the birthday person said this to me personally, book this table. And like, all right. And I was like, all right. So I booked the table for 4 people. If you want more people to come, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this place is hard to get into.
Thanks for the invite.
And here's where it comes.
Mm.
Now, am I responsible for inviting people, or is it on the birthday guy? Because he went to me and said, I want to go here. Now, it's a friend of, you know the person as well. And now other people texted me today saying, what the hell? Why weren't we invited to this thing?
I wasn't invited either.
No, you weren't. Because
I don't even know who it is and I'm angry.
It's because, well, that's what I'm saying. Should people be angry with me? Or should they be angry with the guy whose birthday it is?
I'm just furious at Johnny, I'll tell you. What a piece of shit for not inviting me to his birthday party.
It was not Johnny.
Okay. Now, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Is this, I mean, we often will, you know, grab a table and go out with a bunch of people for birthdays.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never invite people out for your birthday. I don't, like, usually your girl sends out an email. Or a mass text about your birthday. So I don't understand why you wouldn't assume that somebody else who doesn't have a girlfriend perhaps would want you to do this.
Well, see, this person, like, I wasn't even thinking of doing this. I was just hanging out with the dude and we're getting messed up. It's like, hey, I want to go here. My birthday's coming up. Like, all right, I'll book the table. And I let the guy know that, look, it's 4 people. And I said that on purpose because I knew more people would have wanted to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and he invited the other person for the other table, for the other part of the table.
Other seat. You and your girl, this person, and one other person.
Yeah. So, it's on him, right? I mean, because he could have told me, all right, invite other people, whatever.
Well, why don't you just go out to a bar afterwards and invite people to that?
That's what I figured what would happen.
Yeah. Oh, you thought he would do that?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you booked the reservation.
Other people know him. It's not like I'm the only nomad.
Okay.
Which we were just talking about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The Nomad, New York City. Very nice.
Now, there's plenty of bars near the Nomad.
Yeah. There's a dozen bars.
It's 23rd Street.
Yes.
There's that bar right by Irving Plaza that's pretty cheap, that Irish bar, like 4 blocks away.
Yeah. But I'm eating shit from people. Like, what the hell? This is fucked up.
Well, I think
and the people that are pissed at me have known this person longer.
See, I feel like if I knew, like, I don't know who it is. Like, blatantly, I don't think this is an easy thing. Like, I think you're an easy person to blame for this because nobody actually thinks you're going to get upset that they get mad at you, and maybe this person's a bit of a sensitive cunt. And they know if they vent to a sensitive cunt, you know, they're liable to, cause an infection.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But, look... Am I in the wrong? Should I be eating shit from now? I don't care that I'm eating shit from people.
I mean, you probably shouldn't be eating shit. It's definitely unsanitary.
Well, no, this is a metaphor, not literal. I'm not literally eating shit. No, I don't care these people are giving me shit because I just don't care. Whatever. I mean, I believe that I'm not in the wrong. A buddy just said, hey, book a table here. It's my birthday. Yeah, sure. Okay. I gave him all the information. He could do with that what he wants.
Now, you do also know that we know a manager there and that you probably could have gotten a bigger table, right?
Now, see, I didn't know that.
When me and you went there to eat, she came up and bought us a round of drinks. I also know a chef
there. Is she still there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then why don't I just call her and then make everything better? I didn't know that person still worked there.
Yeah, there you go. So I would say you should eat shit simply for not using your brain. I just gave you shit for that, so I don't think anybody else should.
I hate calling in favors for some reason. I always feel like I'm bothering someone if I'm calling in
favors.
Not
in the hospitality business. Everybody is used to that.
Okay. All right. I see. That's good to know.
They'll just say no. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I should text this person. You want to come?
Yeah, sure. When is it?
Saturday night? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll be pretty drunk. This Saturday is bike kill.
Oh, geez. Is this Saturday bike kill?
Yeah, I'm going to go to that. Listening to this on Friday night, if you're in Brooklyn, Google bike kill. You should go to that. It's a lot of fun, but I will warn you.
It's a daytime drinking event, correct?
It is a daytime drinking event. And it used to go on until the night, but last year the cops shut it down at sundown because that's technically when permits expire. So I'm assuming that's going to be happening again this year. So I'm going to try to get there for like 1.
1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Eesh, it's early. See, I went to the Pickle Festival in the Lower East Side.
Oh, yeah, put all those pickles in your fucking mouth.
This past weekend. And I got there like at 1 o'clock, 1:30. I was like, it was on a Sunday. Like, I haven't been outside this early on a Sunday. Like, got my shit together and gotten outside and like went somewhere.
Did the sun blind you?
I was really freaked out by how bright it was outside. Yeah. I took my sunglasses off and I was like, I was just like a goddamn vampire. Or 1 o'clock's real early, dude.
Yeah.
And then to start drinking on top of that? I mean, we're going to have to be doing a lot of bumps, right? Wait, what?
probably. I'm sure some.
No, seriously.
It'll be fine. I'll go get a juice bar enema afterwards.
That's creepy.
You know about the juice bar enemas that are coming soon to Greenpoint?
I'm assuming it's getting carrot juice shoved up your ass to clean your insides
Pretty
out?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a juice bar that is going to start offering... It doesn't seem very sanitary. Like, they're serving food. I can't imagine the health department allowing them to actually do this.
Maybe it's like a separate... Like, maybe they have like a storefront next to it that's also...
No, there's just hoses sticking out of the bar stools. So you sit at the juice bar and just...
See, now I know you're lying. You're just being silly.
Well, they're actually doing this. What's the name of the place? Botica and Company. They're going to be, within the next month, they're going to be doing juice enemas with herbs and stuff. But how is that good for your ass? Juice in your ass?
I think it's for your intestines. Is that what you mean by ass?
Yeah, whatever. How is shooting juice directly into your intestines good for your innards? Like, it's not meant to go in that way.
Well, maybe if you shoot things...
Like, I know if you shoot enemas full of shit into you, it can be a good thing.
How?
Fecal transplants. It's the new rage.
I don't want to do that. But you know, maybe because when you put shit up your ass, like a vitamin or a juice, you're taking in the vitamins that much quicker. Because I know there are people who swear by look
those old enema suppositories, the ecstasy suppositories.
Yeah, the ecstasy suppositories. You take an E pill, you put it in your ass, and it.
But weren't those just people who generally like butt stuff?
I don't know. I don't know. But people were like, yeah, you roll mad fast for mad long. So I think maybe that's why So you clean yourself out at the same time as you're getting pumped full of juice.
So if you take a wheatgrass shot in the ass, right?
Yeah.
That's like you don't have to do a wheatgrass shot for mad long.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm just surmising.
So you're shitting green immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Maybe.
Actually, going back to Bike Kill for a second.
Oh, okay.
We should be premiering on Newtown Radio at 1 p.m. on this Saturday.
Is it going to be this episode?
It'll be this episode,
well,
yeah.
Well, nobody that listens to that hipster ass shit is going to be there. They're all going to be at Bike Kill.
Well, no, exactly. So if you're listening to this on NewtownRadio.com, Brooklyn's number one internet radio station, go to Bike Kill. You might see Chris and I there. But if this is the first time you're listening to this, you probably don't know what we look like.
That's
so
true.
Go to HighSocietyRadio.co. There might be a picture there.
No, you should probably go to the Instagram. Probably your best bet.
Yeah, go to the Instagram. High Society Radio on Instagram. See, we got social media, so you know what we look like. I'm going to say creeps.
That is definitely what we look like.
And all that's connected to our Twitter at HS Radio Show and the Patreon account, patreon.com/High Society Radio.
You know, we should start doing meet and greets like YouTube guys. Maybe we'll make some cash. They're charging like $100 to meet YouTube stars.
What?
At different festivals and stuff. Yeah, there's like YouTube. I know there's podcast festivals now, but apparently, yeah, various YouTube vloggers.
Now, I know the YouTube vloggers are just huge now. They're just gigantic, getting millions and millions and millions of hits. But they're charging their fans?
They have like conventions that cost like $100 to get into.
Oh my God.
Some of them, there's one in England that's like 120, it's 75 pounds, so it's like $120.
Jesus.
Yeah.
This is
look at
much,
all these
dude.
Little girls that love this dude, though. They're all taking selfies at the same time with the same dude. It's pretty creepy.
You know, it's serious. Earlier this week, there was some chick named Michelle Phan. You know who that is?
No clue.
Apparently, she's one of the big YouTube people. She had like a book out, and it was crazy. People were just stopping her on the street, asking her for pictures.
Well, I just Googled her. She's pretty good looking. Well, at least in these pictures. I don't know what she looked like in person.
She looked like she did in the pictures. You know, she looked pretty.
So, what does she do? Like, what's her shtick?
I think she does like makeup or something to that effect.
Oh, and it's just like, oh Jesus,
what?
Just millions of views.
Yeah, I don't know, but people love watching her do her makeup. So I was standing outside.
Oh, these are only like 30 seconds. Oh, some of them are like 8 minutes.
I was standing outside Sirius, and she was coming in, and I was just smoking a cigarette, and I just was in the background of all of her paparazzi shots, so I'm just really looking for there has to be a picture out there that's going to be released to the media with me standing just looking like a creep smoking a cigarette in the background.
Oh, you should have just been grabbing your fucking crotch the whole time.
Oh, no.
Just looking like a lech.
No. I probably did look like a creep, but I have to find a picture of her from the 21st.
I'm sure you can Google image it. You can find something.
I know. I have to find it.
I can check out our website for you right now.
I had no idea who she was, but she's gigantic. People were just stopping her in the street for real. Like everyone, you know, she's it.
But she's actually okay. But here's the thing: she's actually doing something. Like some of these people are just like those haul videos we made fun of years ago. We were making fun of haul videos on the show.
What haul videos?
You know, like, that's where just girls just show you stuff that they bought at a store?
Oh, there's a name for that now.
Yeah, it's called haul videos.
No, not haul videos. They're called boxing, de-boxing videos or something. Unboxing.
I think that's what men call it.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was unboxing. All right, so I was totally
Yeah,
wrong.
See, look, here's all, these are all, like, standard YouTube stars. Big summer fashion haul, because, like, they're hauling in all their shopping stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, at least this girl is, like, they're getting information from her. Like a 14-year-old girl probably doesn't really know how to do their makeup well, and they definitely don't want to look like their mom. So YouTube is probably the way to go. Like some girl being like, hey, look what I bought. Isn't this a cool shirt? Is like, I think a little less useful. Still yeah. Millions of views.
Yeah.
I see what we got to do. All right. We do a parody haul video. We get you and a wife beater smoking a cigar, and we go to the garbage dump, and you talk about your garbage haul. I think that's gangbusters.
hey, look at all this copper I got. I'm definitely going to sell this.
Yeah, you blue blockers, come on. Be great. Half a basketball, I could use this.
This is great.
All these fleshlights that were only used once because nobody has ever washed a fleshlight in the history of mankind.
Oh, I'm sure people have washed fleshlights.
I don't know, man. I know one person ever that bought one, and he's just like, yeah, I left it in my closet in a bag for a while and then just threw it out.
Oh, come on, bro. Which one did he get? Stoya?
I think he just got the basic flight. This was years ago. But there's some new thing, you know, that now they're selling me things called, what's it called? The Fuck Me Silly Pipe Dream thing. It's just an ass. Have you seen, you want to watch the video? It's kind of creepy.
Okay. Looks like the guy shilling this thing looks like the dude from,
two of our Fuck Me Silly Mega Masturbators. Here we have the
Epic Meal Time.
Yeah, he does.
That started the entire line, and then the new black version of it. Fuck my big black ass.
It's the same ass, though.
Yeah, it's the same exact ass, but just different colored latex.
The only difference but if you look, is the color of the Fanta flesh, which mimics real
they're very
skin.
Soft, because even if he's just moving when he's not touching them, they jiggle.
Great. I don't know what to say to that, dude. Some of the other frequent- if you're buying fake vaginas and asses, they're shaped like the ones...
Hold on.
What?
The tunnels don't connect and drain out to the back.
Oh.
On this one, about 9 inches in, the tunnel connects like a U-shape. So if you when you wash this out, you want to make sure you flush it out completely. When you put the water in one hole, the water and the debris will come out the other.
So
it doesn't matter which...
Here's the thing. The holes are right next to each other. So if you flush the, quote, debris...
Jizz.
Yeah, if you put the hose in there, you're just going to get jizz on your chest. Like once you turn the water on.
I don't know, man. That's...
But look, it's jiggly like a real woman's ass.
Yes, I get it. I understand. It's like a big old anime ass is what it looks like. It looks crazy.
Doesn't look very fun to fuck, though. They kind of look like retarded Muppets. Like if you put eyes on one of these things,
uh-huh.
It kind of could be like Beaker. You know what I mean? From the Muppets.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, you remember Beaker?
Yeah,
he was Bunsen's lab partner.
Yes, I remember Beaker.
All right. I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
You're up on your Muppets trivia.
No, I got it. I got you, buddy.
In between my watching creepy porn videos, I like to, you know, brush up on my Muppets.
Man, you got to get something to do during the day.
No, I work at night, and then I just am a creep in my house all day. It's pretty great.
So you should be like Michelle Phan and just doing, you know, like this. I just read how she starts her day. She wakes up before her alarm goes off. Then she brushes her teeth and does squats at the same time. Then she puts on her waterproof phone case. So then she can check her emails while she's showering. And then when she's done showering, she does push-ups while reading and answering emails. And then she gets dressed.
How can you do push-ups while you're reading and answering emails?
I don't know. I don't think she's really focusing on the push-ups. I think she's really losing her gains.
I think doing squats while you're brushing your teeth, that just seems annoying and stupid.
And then she goes to her studio where she shoots makeup videos.
She's got a studio?
Yeah. You know YouTube opened up a giant 20,000 foot.
Oh, yeah.
Square
I did
foot.
Hear about that. So she's just doing it there at this point.
I have no idea where she's from. I don't know where she might. Maybe she's out in L.A. I don't know. I know there's one. They have a few YouTube studios.
Yeah, but there's like a huge one in New York now, right?
That just opened, yeah. I think anyone who has 5,000 followers or subscribers can go to...
They can go to this big, good
studio.
They
can apply to have, like sprint studio time at the YouTube video studio.
Oh, but they might get turned down.
I don't know. I just read that over 5,000 people and you can get in.
Damn, we need to start a YouTube channel. I'm telling you, we should start it with this Pepper Hicks garbage haul. I think that's going to go, it's going to be gangbusters.
All right, let's do it. Let's get fun. Then we can go hang out at the YouTube video studio.
Oh, yeah, we can make fun of Michelle Phan to her face.
What's up, Michelle Phan?
Yeah.
I think she's on like the commercials, the YouTube commercials, and she's on the all the Subway posters too.
It's funny, you notice they changed those commercials up real fast, and they added like epic rap battles because I think somebody at YouTube realized that they just put up pictures of pretty girls doing like basic things.
They were basic bitches, Chris.
I guess if that's what you want to go with, but you know what I'm saying, like just like girls talking, and I think like somebody pointed out is like. Everybody knows that most of their viewers are just jacking to them.
I don't know. I think a lot of it's legitimate women like looking for makeup tips too.
Well, maybe I would say her, but I'm saying a lot of some of these vlogs, like, you know, a friend of mine does a comedy vlog and she's, you know, she's a pretty girl. She's got a lot of subscribers and followers, but I even said to her, I was like, so like half the guys are jerking off to you probably. And she was like, could be more. I don't know. She's like, there are some people who are good and actually watch it. And if I can make money off the guys that are just looking at my tits, you know, not a big deal.
More power to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed a weird trend. Now, see, I'm not one to notice fashion trends, but I was out in Bushwick a couple weeks ago, and then I was out in Williamsburg, and then I was out on the Lower East Side last weekend.
Just a fucking hipster roundup.
Oh, dude, I'm hitting all the hipster hotspots. Saw the new Max Fish.
Yeah, how was that?
Weirded me out. I didn't go in. I was like, I don't know if I'll ever go in here.
Okay. So what's the trend?
Old Max Fish is where I remember. Big black floppy hats.
Big black floppy hats.
Like big floppy hats. Every other woman is wearing one now. It's really weird. It looks crazy. It's not like a cowboy hat. It's like a big, like exactly.
These? These are summer hats.
You Googled big black floppy hat and the exact hat that all these broads are wearing came up. I don't know who decided that this is the new thing, but they're black, mostly black, but some are like gray or tan. It weirds me out. The first night I saw it, I thought someone had given out a bunch of these hats, and everyone was coming from some event where they got all these free hats.
Like a Sleep No More, but with hats?
Sure. But it turns out every young girl in New York City or every other young girl in New York City is wearing a big black floppy hat or tan.
I feel like these hats have been popular at different points before.
No, but dude, it's everywhere.
Really? I haven't noticed at all.
You will notice it. Go downtown. Go to Bushwick. Go to Williamsburg. You will see them constantly.
Even though the summer's over, this is a summertime hat.
Dude, I saw it when it's been getting colder.
Yeah, but it just started getting colder. People still want to wear their nice summer gear before they have to put away for
this
winter.
It's black. It's not summer fucking color, dude.
Hipsters wear black all year, dude.
Dude. Telling you. Go downtown. You'll see nothing but ask your girlfriend. Ask anyone you know. Big black floppy hats.
My girlfriend will call me gay if I ask her about these hats.
Just ask. No, tell her to notice it. Tell her to like look for it.
I'm sure she knows about it. She'll just call me gay for noticing. She'll call you gay for noticing.
We're both gay. Don't you understand that, Chris?
Wow, why do we have these girlfriends then?
I don't know.
It seems like a huge hassle for no reason.
Because we're gay. We are gay. But very odd. It felt like it was some sort of body snatcher type thing where, wait, should I be wearing a giant floppy hat? Am I being singled out right now? I just want to buy some pickles at this pickle festival.
What kind of pickles did you buy?
Got some pickled okra.
Mm-hmm.
Got some bread and butter pickles.
I don't like bread and butter pickles. That's a poor choice.
You don't like them?
No.
I love them. Love them.
Disgusting.
I love them.
You were dirt poor as a child. You can tell. This is the only people that eat bread and butter pickles.
Go to hell. And then I got some sriracha-infused pickles.
Are those good? I feel like that would be a little much.
I don't know. I haven't tried them yet. Mm. Those are the ones you're going to be getting.
Oh, those are the ones you got me?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully
and then
good.
There were some rye and butter pickles where it was pickled in like rye seeds. That were the shit.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be really good.
They were really good, but they sold out of them before. They only had samples left.
Like caraway seeds or rye flour?
I don't know. I think caraway seeds.
Okay. I made this pastrami on rye beef jerky once, and I put like a caraway seed in the and like a good whole grain mustard in the
rub.
That's
what's up.
Yeah, it came out really good, but it's a pain in the ass to cold smoke fucking beef jerky. To anybody who knows about making beef jerky and cold smoking that's listening to this.
That's a big part of our audience is cold smokers.
I am going to go out on a limb and say that a large portion of our audience owns a smoker.
All right. All right. If you,
or at least is smoking right now as they're listening to
weed?
This.
Yeah.
Probably cigarettes too. Meth. All sorts of shit.
Smoking that pipe.
Yeah, they get down.
Did you see, I brought this up on Ron and Fez, did you see the Bourdain? Where he, the no reservation, not no reservations, what's, parts unknown, where he went to the Bronx.
Yeah, we talked about it on this show.
Did we?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks ago.
All right, see, I hadn't seen it at that point.
We brought it up. I know Johnny was talking about he was pissed that he thinks rents are going to go up. I haven't seen it at all.
I saw it, and it weirded me out because Bourdain like was acting like the Bronx was some faraway land and some just crazy other country. It was,
yeah, but did you ever see...
He was surprised there were crackheads in the Bronx.
Did you ever see the episode of No Reservations where...
I was pissed at the episode. I was pissed at him, actually.
Did you ever see the Outer Boroughs episode where he only goes to Staten Island, Queens, and Brooklyn?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing where he's like, oh my God, I'm leaving Manhattan.
No. I get it. But for him to do it again and be even more over the top and
it's a new
away,
show.
Whatever. It's the Bronx. It's no big deal.
I mean, I feel like that's an easy one for him. He's like, wait a second, I realize I didn't go to the Bronx. If I just go to the Bronx and eat some fucking jerk chicken, I could bang this out and I don't have to get the shits in Sri Lanka.
He didn't go to Arthur Avenue.
He did?
He didn't.
That's good.
He went to City Island.
Oh, yeah, that's what we talked about. Johnny was upset about that because he goes to City Island and he doesn't want the prices to go sky high.
I think everyone in New York knows about City Island.
I've never been there.
I've never been there either, but it's because whatever. I don't feel like going to City Island. It seems like a pain in the ass.
I feel like the hipsters in Bushwick don't know about that. We grew up here.
Yeah, but the hipsters in Bushwick are just going to stay in Bushwick.
Not necessarily.
You think they're going to venture out?
Yeah, man. They're going to get their Resi app. They're going to load up City Island.
Don't want to talk about the Resi app.
You don't want to talk about the... I know. It's a sore spot for you.
Paying for reservations in New York City. They're disrupting the reservation system.
I still say it's a good thing.
They're breaking it down and making it better.
For
by
people
getting
who,
people with more money to get the better times. Not that I care. I like eating late anyway.
For people who don't know, me and Pepper had an off-air argument about this app called Resi where you pay some money for a reservation to a hip new restaurant. Which I say is a good thing, because I don't want to fucking wait online or show up to a place and maybe get a table. It's for places like that that don't take reservations. I don't think it's eventually going to be like, oh, now meals just cost $20 more.
No, I think that is what's going to happen. Because look, this app is like, all right, so there's a list of restaurants.
But then you could just walk in. People aren't going to pay for them. People will just be like, I'll just give it a shot if I'm in the area and see if I can get a table. There's not enough rich people to take up every seat at every restaurant in New York City.
I think that there is. There is enough rich assholes to take up every restaurant, every decent restaurant. So this is how the app works. There's the app. You open it up. There's a list of restaurants in New York City. It's only available in New York City at this point.
There's only 20 restaurants on it. You know why? Because there's not a demand for this product.
Yet. But once people, if once it becomes successful, and I think it will be, more restaurants will adopt it. And so it's like, here's a bunch of times and a bunch of restaurants and a bunch of tables with the number of people you want.
I'll tell you this, man. I looked at that list. The things on there are super trendy restaurants. A lot of the high-end restaurants here, it's fairly easy to get a reservation if you call a week in advance.
But I'm saying that this app, and so the app says, all right, so if you want a table for two, well, that's another $20 per person, so $40 for the reservations.
Yeah,
and that's how it works.
I think restaurants are opening with this in mind, they're going to figure it into the cost of the meal.
It still increases the prices of everything anyway.
How does it? How? I don't understand
because
what
you're
saying.
Paying more for the fucking reservation, and it's not going towards the bill. It's just going towards being able to walk through the door.
But
being a cover
to the
get
initial
to a fucking restaurant.
But the initial prices of new restaurants will be lower if they're going to use 100% this app. Otherwise, they're going to do same as OpenTable, which is free and only allot a certain amount of tables for the day to it. You're panicking over this. I know you like to go out to eat nice dinners.
I'm not panicking. I'm sad because
what you're saying is not going to happen.
We'll see. Only time will tell, Chris.
I guess.
Only time
I think you're
will
overreacting
tell.
And you're being insane.
I never overreact.
You wouldn't
want to
eat at any of the restaurants on the list.
I don't care. What I'm saying is, it's going to spread to the other restaurants in the city, and across the world. It's like a goddamn virus, Chris. All
right. I'll tell you this right now. If you go out when you don't have this app that costs $20 to make a reservation or $200 to make a reservation, if you go out even on a Friday night, there's dozens of restaurants that are good with empty tables.
Yes, I know.
So why would they all of a sudden be like, now you have to pay to sit down to eat? Like, all right, fuck you, I'm not going to do that, and then it's not going to happen. They're going to eventually be like, wait, we lost $100 because we tried to charge $20 extra.
I know what you're saying, but I think that there's enough demand, at least at fucking good restaurants, and there's enough money in New York City, and there's enough dudes that have money in New York City that it could sustain itself and, you know, block people out who don't want to pay 20 bucks reservation.
It's gonna be places like Mission Chinese, which for the first 6 months it was open, it was impossible to get a table.
They got closed down, son. Too many rats.
I know, too many rats. But I'm just saying, it's going to be places like that for the first few months a place is open. This way they don't have people making reservations and not showing up. Because that makes you lose money in the first 6 months of a business. That fucking sucks if it's $100 a week that you're losing as a business owner.
You know, I'll tell you something. Speaking of restaurants that are going to be impossible to get into, what's restaurant in Queens just got a Michelin star?
ISIS?
No, not the restaurant I invested in, ISIS, which still is not going too well. The M. Wells Steakhouse. They got a Michelin star.
Whatever, fuck those guys. I've got beef with the sommelier there. He's a prick.
There's a super hot steakhouse in Long Island City, Queens, that's open less than a year, probably.
Yeah. Well, it's almost impossible to get a table there now.
I can't believe they gave this place a Michelin star. Like,
Food's good.
What?
The food is good.
Is it? Have you had it?
Yeah.
You been there?
Somebody brought me a doggy bag from there when they first opened before I got into beef with the douchebag sommelier.
I want to ask why the sommelier was a douchebag, but hold on. I remember I was like looking at the Yelp reviews as it first opened because they had like bone marrow French onion soup, like just ridiculous like Montreal French food that just sounded amazing. But the only thing people said was like consistently good was the Caesar salad. And it's supposed to be like a bomb ass steakhouse.
I got a blood sausage from there, and it was the best blood sausage I ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
They give you pretzel bread, which is so hot right now.
It's true.
So why do you have a beef with a sommelier?
He just came into my place and just acted like a real piece of shit.
How so? What was he doing?
I caught him, the kitchen was closed, and I caught, him and his chick, heavily making out in my kitchen, and I'm like, yo, you work in a fucking restaurant, get the fuck out of here.
But did he know you?
Yeah, he knows one of the bartenders consulted on the old M. Wells' cocktail list, and he came in purposely to apologize on a day that I wasn't there, because he's a fucking douche, and gave me a fucking bottle of brandy. I don't even like brandy, he can go fuck himself. So he's banned.
From your restaurant?
Yeah. If I'm there, I'm like, yo, I'll throw that motherfucker out right now.
He knew you were going to be there when he brought the bottle of brandy?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of weird.
I think, I'm pretty sure that, his buddy who still works there, it works in my place, was just like, fucking, come in this day, because he was pretty pissed, and he might fucking wild out.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
I didn't know shit got that real in the restaurant business.
That guy's just he was just a drunk asshole. You know what I mean?
You should go there and make out with your boyfriend in his kitchen. That'll show him, right, Chris?
Maybe his wine cellar, because he's a sommelier.
Whatever. Same thing. Yeah. I think that's the only way to exact revenge. That's proper true. Revenge.
Yeah. Do some heavy petting in the wine. In
More
the
than
wine
heavy.
Cellar. More than heavy? Extra heavy?
I'm just saying straight up fucking. Raw.
All right.
All right.
All right. Stanley, I got to ask you something. Did you get fooled a few months ago by that Funny or Die hoverboard thing?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't remember, Tony Hawk was in it? It was a hoverboard.
No, I don't remember at all, actually.
Oh, yeah. It was like a hoax thing, but apparently now they're...
I love a hoax.
There's a company that's actually making hoverboards.
Dude, hoverboards, people have been saying this for forever.
They're on Kickstarter, man. I'm saying, I think Kickstarter's kind of cracking down on their shit. They just removed the Tor router because it was too controversial. So now they have the world's first hoverboard on here. It's already raised $140,000. It's been up for 3 days or something.
Wow, so these guys have embezzled $140,000 already? Good for them.
You think it's completely, you think it's just a complete hoax?
Of course it is. I'll tell you one thing.
All right, then why would they go with the extended, 60-day campaign instead of the 30-day campaign, because they know there's a chance it might get pulled?
No, because these guys, exactly. This is the long con. They've already thought of everything. They'd think the other one would look too goddamn, too fake. I'll tell you one thing that I invested in. I think it was Indiegogo. I'm not sure if I can't remember which one. But
hold on. Wait a second. Here you go. You may have seen us in the New York Times, Gizmodo. There's a lot of places here.
Don't trust any of the New York Times and Gizmodo. Rags. Right-wing rags, if you ask me.
It also only supposedly works on metal, so you can only hover above metal.
Great. So I'd be killing it on a goddamn oil rig.
I mean, that seems like a good life for you.
I don't know. I keep thinking about, hey, let's move to North Dakota.
Oh, just mine? Just drill oil?
You can't. There's no housing, but you'll live in your car and make bank.
If we could just build houses out of, if we just get one of those house 3D printers from China.
Oh my God, that's a great goddamn idea.
Just go down there, just start churning them out real quick.
Jesus.
That's right, I'm a genius. Or we could just build tool sheds with toilets in them like in Trailer Park Boys.
All right, you guys want to get the bubble special?
Yeah.
As you churn out gas and then rape women and beat people up at night.
What town was that in North Dakota again?
I can't remember.
There's got to be tons of prostitutes at this point over there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a year ago, we were talking about, hey, let's open up a strip club in North Dakota. Something else we failed at doing.
Well, I mean, it costs a lot of money to open up a strip club.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's no way it would fail. Like, honestly, how could a strip club fail in a town full of angry, drunk oil riggers?
Somebody could kill a stripper. Day one.
You think people will get security, dude? Don't worry about it.
All the dudes that are there to drill oil. We would have to then import security.
Yes. It'll be fine.
I think the 3D printed houses is a better idea.
What if we 3D print out a strip club? Duh.
You think we get the chicks from the Miss Hitler contest?
I hope so. Yeah, there was the Miss Hitler 2014 on the Russian version of Facebook. But it got shut down.
Why?
Because it's Miss Hitler.
So? What about freedom of speech?
Hitler is it's Russia, dude.
That's true.
They can do whatever they want.
This chick is kind of hot for an anti-Semite.
Yeah, there are a bunch of pretty hot anti-Semites. Well, they're Russian, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
You know how it goes.
That's why, like, all the Russians or most of the Russians in New York are Jewish, is because people in Russia are so anti-Semitic that they kicked them all out in the 90s. No, dude, I seriously had no idea that most of Russia was Christian until I was, like, almost an adult, because every Russian person I knew was Jewish. And then finally somebody was like, no, we're all Jewish because you can't be Jewish in Russia.
That blows. Russia's fucking nuts for everyone that knows we've gone there. Let's go to Russia, become oil riggers over there, 3D printed.
No.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that at all. No. Remember when Johnny wanted to go to Russia?
Yeah, vaguely.
He decided, he was like, I think I'm going to go to Russia on vacation.
Good, Johnny. I hear Moscow is totally insane.
I heard they love Jack Daniels in Moscow. Like, that's like the, my buddy goes back there because he's from there, like, every couple of years. And he's like, yeah, everybody there drinks Budweiser and Jack Daniels.
Really?
Yeah, because that's like, it's expensive because it's imported.
Oh, so that's like baller shit there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I remember I was at some weird basement bar in Budapest and, I was like, let me get 6 shots of Jack Daniels. And everyone was like, what the fuck did you just order? I was like, what? Jack Daniels. What's wrong with this? And they were like disgusted by it. Well, we're doing it anyway.
What were they drinking, Jim Beam?
They were drinking, they were like drinking like Jägermeister and Unicum.
Ew.
Unicum.
What the hell is Unicum?
It's like Jägermeister, but it's like their national.
It's like Unicron's cum and it gets you fucked up.
Exactly. All right. That's it for us.
Did you just drop something? What just clanged?
Something just dropped. I don't know.
You're a mess.
Yeah.
Falling apart.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Follow us at HS Radio Show. At HS Radio Show. We're done. Good night. We now must say goodbye.